This Week in Delaware County, a community affairs radio program produced by the Wolfboom Radio Group. Six formats, 10 stations, one mission. We use our voice to build your community. I'm Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations for the group, and I am joined by a guest that is known by many, but not everyone.
At least his family.
Well, no, I think it's beyond that. This is Casey Stanley. You may have seen him on the Facebook in the last week or so as the star of the show for the United Way of Delaware County. He's shaking his head already at me.
Stop it.
You don't like that, do you?
That's not true.
You are.
I happen to be one of many.
You are the volunteer leader of the 2017 campaign for the United Way of Delaware County. For those that don't know who Casey Stanley is, give us a brief overview so they can get to know you, Casey.
Who is?
Who Casey Stanley?
This elusive Casey Stanley.
Yeah.
He is, I am a Muncie guy, Muncie kid, born here, went to, you know, Muncie schools, graduated, and then chose to come back to Muncie. Fortunate enough, I found somebody to hire me. And they've stuck with me, and my wife Jennifer,
and they are
Ontario Systems.
Thank you.
Here in Muncie.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm a part of the Ontario Systems leadership team.
Okay.
Company's been around
forever.
Muncie about as long as I have. Little, not quite as long. 35 years.
Yep.
My wife Jennifer, two children in the area. So that's the quick tour.
Now the next logical question is, as the leader of the United Way Delaware County 2017 campaign. That's a lot of work. It's a big undertaking.
It turns out it is.
You're a busy guy already. I know that. Why did you choose to volunteer to do that job?
Well, I appreciate that. I know we're all busy, but for me, it's pretty simple. Probably a couple of things. I was fortunate enough to have this kind of community service work modeled for me, both my grandfather, Casey, and also my father, Kelly. Are from the Muncie area, were business leaders and spent a lot of their time doing this kind of thing. So I've seen, I saw them do that. I've also seen the good that it can do for the community in the long run. So that's one. Mm-hmm. I think I've just had that instilled in me. But secondly, I happen to love this place. So it is home, for me, and I plan to be here quite a while longer. So it is the right thing to do, I believe, for all of us. But secondly, this is a place that I want to at least play a small part in helping make better.
The campaign is, I guess, to be best phrased, in the formation phase. In other words, it hasn't actively started yet as far as seeking donations and or payroll deductions that some people might choose to do and so on and so forth. That starts when, approximately?
Well, that is exactly right. There's a lot of work going on beneath the water, so to speak. The community may not yet see, but the last year's campaign, the 2016 effort, really wraps up around Thanksgiving, Christmas, that time, the end of Q4. Mm-hmm. So I was busy at work really before that, in October, November, thinking about this particular year. So there is. It is the single largest fundraising effort in the community, in the county, every single year. We haven't announced an official goal yet, but it is safe to say we plan to raise well north of $1 million, which is a lot of resources, a lot of money. So we have been at work for probably 6 or 7 months already.
And the members, the agencies, rather, that are being served by the United Way for this next funding session, those were recently announced. We do have time in this segment. Why don't we just go through that list? I know you can only help so many when I'm talking you, the United Way, but the process of choosing these 29 agencies, is that the number?
It's 29 programs across 25 different organizations.
Okay, why don't you go through those with four?
Okay, A Better Way, Ball State University Foundation, which is a way to fund a reading program called Muncie P3, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware County, Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, Motivate Our Minds, Open Door Health Services, Ross Community Center, and the Bewley Center. And if we're thinking a little bit about grouping, that particular group I just read off really is focused in a particular area. There is a plan to this, which maybe we'll talk a little bit about.
Sure.
But these particular partners are focused on programs that support grade-level reading. And that really is one of the primary focuses of the fundraising effort and the messaging that you will encounter in the community. But those are all focused in that particular area.
Sure.
Huffer Memorial Children's Center, Muncie and Delaware County by Five Early Childhood Initiative, which is one that's been getting a lot of play and a lot of publicity appropriately lately. Mm-hmm. Open Door Health Services, United Daycare Center of Delaware County, the YMCA of Muncie. Those are all organizations that support kids entering kindergarten ready to succeed. So okay. Again, kind of that education and readiness component is a big focus.
We're talking to Casey Stanley. He's the chair leading the fund drive for the United Way Delaware County, the campaign to begin later this year. Today, we're sort of setting the stage for what is to come and what your donations will mean and matter. You were going through that list. I interrupted you. Why don't you continue with that? The list of those agencies and programs that are going to be funded with people's donations, Casey.
Sure. Thanks, Steve. So to continue down the list, Pathstone Corporation, Home Savers of Delaware County, Alpha Center, Cancer Services of East Central Indiana or Little Red Door, Lifestream Services, Meals on Wheels, Muncie, A Better Way, we mentioned earlier, Bridges mm-hmm. Community Services, Christian Ministries of Delaware County, Salvation Army, Second Harvest Food Bank of East Central Indiana, and also finally the YWCA.
Okay. Let's talk about what the overall goal, the aggregate effort is all about, because as you said, there is a component, the umbrella of sorts, for how and why those programs and agencies were chosen to be funded, because they fit underneath that umbrella, correct?
That is correct. And for those that may be familiar, maybe some who aren't, with United Way, you know, one of the most key differentiators of this organization is the fact that they really are an umbrella organization that orchestrates and helps execute a community-wide plan on behalf of the whole community. Mm-hmm. So what United Way does and attempts to do is pool the resources of the entire community, prioritize and plan how those resources can be used most efficiently to achieve a set of goals.
Mm-hmm.
So people know going in that, and we're going to be talking a lot about this, but this particular year and the years to come, that primary focus is about preparing children to be reading at grade level standards by third grade.
Mm-hmm.
That simply, by 2024, United Way wants to ensure that every single child in our county is reading at third grade level in third grade.
Because why? Why is that so important?
Yep, and that is so important because that is probably the single leading or most effective indicator, measurable indicator that we have that predicts the trajectory of somebody's future.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are not reading and prepared to read by third grade, that is that magic point where students go from learning to read
mm-hmm.
to actually needing to comprehend or reading to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just a really key fork in the road in a place that we can focus and measure. So when students are prepared, what that means is they are more productive members of the community. It means that they get better jobs. They produce more effective workforces to draw companies here. There's just a long, long list of things you can imagine that are positive results and impact.
And part of the difficulty there is those kids, those children, oftentimes and far too often are involved in a family situation, let's say, where they might be up against the wall, not literally, figuratively, with respect to being able to have success reading by grade level, by third grade, for instance. Now we get into the whole Alice family situation. Now, those are not the only kiddos that are having trouble getting to that level, but this is also something that we've tried to teach the community about. Tell people what that acronym Alice is and how prodigious it is in Delaware County, Casey.
Yeah, when you look at the so just to provide some context to what you just were talking about, because it is so important. If you think about, so the goal is to have kids reading at grade level by third grade.
Right.
So in order to accomplish that, when you start to ask yourself the question, well, okay, if I'm going to contribute money to a not-for-profit, or if I want to help make sure that happens because it's so important,
mm-hmm.
well, where do I give? Like what has to happen for that to be true?
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll find is so many things have to line up appropriately and be true in order to get a child there. It's not only the educational programs, but it's ensuring that they have food on the table. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that have to happen both at home, at school. So when you look at the families and you look at the situation in Delaware County right now, and it's been well publicized, there are some real headwinds or challenges for families. Mm-hmm. So between families that are living in poverty or sort of below that poverty line today, between that and then, which is about 21% of the mm-hmm. community. And then if you add to that another group that we're referring to as ALICE, mm-hmm. and ALICE stands for Asset Limited,
yes.
Income Constrained,
yes.
But employed
folks.
That's right. So this particular segment of the community, which is about another 26% or a big part of our community, these are people who are working jobs. These are people often working a couple of jobs. Mm-hmm. But because of the nature of the job they happen to be working or the jobs that are available to them right now, mm-hmm. they exist just at or right above that poverty line.
And they are one situation away from it all changing for the worse for their family in a heartbeat.
That's right. And I mean, sometimes they may be $100 or a couple $100 above that line. And like you said, they are one furnace from going down, one
sickness
situation with their car, a health situation, yeah. whatever that is, that can send them into a bit of a spiral, and it's really, really difficult for that group. So when you imagine these are groups of people working very hard, and yeah. what they want is a better life for their child. They mm-hmm. want a better life for the whole community, and sometimes they just need some help. So a number of these 29 programs across 25 different agencies are lined up or focused on helping that segment of the community.
In the minute that remains, and we do just have a minute left in the segment, when people are asked, when they are hopefully compelled to make a donation when the fund drive starts, how can they do that, and when can they start making a difference with their funds donated to the United Way Delaware County?
Well, of course, we would take those funds anytime.
Of course.
So you can call United Way of Delaware County, which is 288-5586. You can go onto their website, which is www.invitedtoliveunited.org. Mm-hmm. Those are two ways that will facilitate that giving anytime. You hopefully will be able to give through your employer. We work with hundreds of employers across the county to make that easy, to give people the information they need to make that donation and to know where it's going and mm-hmm. what it's doing. But you will begin to see in the summer in particular, and then the fall will be the official public kickoff. So at that point in time, hopefully people will be asked directly, but if not, they can go to those other places now to make a donation.
Excellent. And as we've said so many times in this segment and in others about these kinds of efforts, Casey, it's not about one person, it's about a group. And you've got a lot of people that are involved with the campaign again this year.
Yeah, absolutely true. I am one person and happen to be, as we talk about the campaign, we talk about the campaign leader. But let me tell you that the group, there is 25 people. And actually, we're adding to that as we continue to go along. There's 25 people that are leaders across the county, and in particular in Muncie, in business and not-for-profits, and in the university and the hospital. It is really an incredible group that uniquely this year includes 6 past campaign chairs. Mm-hmm. And that really is kind of an unusual thing. But the reason those things are true is the need is great. And these people are lifelong philanthropists and lifelong people who serve the community, and they were happy to come back in and help me and help the whole entire team ensure that we are very successful this year and really set United Way up for success over the coming years.
Jenny has been supportive of your leadership too, I would assume.
That's right. And in partnership with this this group of volunteers yep. that are on the campaign, then you have Jenny Marsh, who is the president and CEO of United Way of Delaware County, Denise King, who is the resource manager there. So they lead a group of people who are dedicated to United Way 365 days a year. And the thing that's remarkable to me is the amount of work they have going on to ensure these programs are chosen, monitored, funded, organized. But in addition to that, and supporting those organizations, they are supporting me and my team every single day, 7 days a week. So I'm fortunate to be around that great group of people, and they deserve a lot of credit from the community.
Casey Stanley, he's leading the charge for the United Way of Delaware County fundraising campaign, which really is underway because it can't just happen. Thank you for your volunteerism and your work, and always good to see you, Casey.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. More coming up this week in Delaware County in just a moment.